letting yourself relax into the gravity well of the body. Just sinking inwards, downwards. Until you once again find yourself standing at the edge of the forest, at the beginning of the path that leads to the mound. Letting your feet guide you along this now known path. Relaxing into the experience of walking, the sense of travelling through the wood. As you do so, noticing all the different paths through the wood. This is the wood Brosilande, this is the wood between the worlds. Many different places can be found in the wood. For the moment, we journey to the mound in the center of the wood. And before very long, we find ourselves approaching the clearing in the center. And just before the clearing, the shadows of the trees, we encounter the wood guardian. Appears as a green man or a green knight. Or as Pan, or in many different forms. Spend a moment with the wood guardian. He may ask you a question, he may show you an image, he may touch you in some way. He is the guardian and the protector of all who walk in the wood. And he can show many of the hidden paths. And he is a man of great mystery, for he is also Mervyn the Wild. The master of the deep wood. One of those who knows the mystery of the wasteland and the grail. He asks you to stand with him. And it is as if for a moment you look towards the clearing and the mound with his eyes. And it is as if you see into the heart of the mound, seeing for a moment that there are many different rooms or chambers within the mound. The mound is the great green mound of mystery. It is the Mount Arbeth. It is also the castle of the Grail. It is a place of change and mystery. And as you stand looking at the mound, you feel the mound and the wood. And beyond the wood, you feel the presence of the four great angels holding the wood, protecting, blessing. You feel the central pillar that goes down through the center of the mound, down into the earth. And as you feel this, you stand with Myrddin in the center of the mound. Feeling the deep roots of the mound as they go down into the earth. Sensing the other chamber, the unknown chambers you have yet to explore. And you hear a voice which says, "You must heal the wasteland, find the coat of joy, and unseal the dried up wells. There shall be flow, there shall be greening. There shall be great rejoicing when the courts of joy are restored." When the maimed king is healed and the Grail comes again. There shall be rejoicing when the Grail comes again. Feel the life of the wood all around you. Though you are in the deep place, it is as if you are in the high place, seeing the wood. Seeing the green places, seeing the maimed places. Seeing the parts of the wood where there are denial and wounding. Seeing the parts of the wood where there is life and help. The wood is a strange place. It is bigger than it seems. And all parts of the wood are at one. And all lives and all stories are found in the wood. Here we may meet with Taliesin and Meredith. Here we may meet with Elaine and Guinevere. We may meet with Morgan Le Fay. We may meet people of our own life, our friends and companions, the beloved dead, the restless dead. All these may be met in the quest to restore the courts of joy and unseal the well. Every tree, every flower of the wood is a door. But for now we sit with the greening and the wasteland, sitting with the whole wood, sitting in the center of the mound, sitting in the mysterious castle that is also the mound. Being with the greening, being with the wasteland, sitting in the center of things. And then gradually just letting your attention start to move from the inside to the outside. bringing with you your sense of the mound, your sense of the woods, your sense of the guardian. A sense of the wasteland and the greening, and your part in it, your part in restoring the courts of joy. Just gradually let yourself come out, and then just ground the experience in some way, either by writing or using pastels or just sensing it in your body. But just bring the experience back.